Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You hear him game days on 106.5 The Wolf with Mitch Holtis.
I think teams recognize now the greatness that the Kansas City Chiefs are.
And you hear him on Players Only on Thursday night starting at 6.
If you're going to load the box and you're going to play bump and run man-to-man, you need to have receivers that can create separation.
It's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes on Fesco in the Morning on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Brought to you by Ben Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber.
Well, this week on Players Only, Danan, last week you were giving Sean Barber a lot of static for this defense not being good, and he wanted to turn around and say, what about the offense a little bit, because you're an offensive player. I think you're going to have to take some of his ribbon this week, because as bad as the defense is, my man, this offense is still doing things that are so uncharacteristic, like turning the ball over and punting.
Yeah, you know what? It was frustrating. I think, you know, when you have center stage and everybody in the football world has an opportunity to see you play and you're trying to show that, you know, you lost to the Chargers earlier this season, lost to the Ravens, were just treated as a blip on the screen, that, you know, there's a lot of season left and we don't have the weaknesses that are seem to be glaring right now. And then you go and you play this type of game where the defense did not show up, offense was pressing. And I'll go back, I say, 3 weeks ago, I had the keys to victory before the game. Mitch and I do this segment right before kickoff where I talk about the keys.
And Josh.
We do the keys to victory, and my last one was to push but don't press. And there's a difference when you're pushing. That means you know you're moving at your pace. You are creating the tempo and the flow of the game, and you're not trying to put up a 9-point touchdown. You know, something that's impossible. And what I see in some of these games, especially the two games where we had the 4 turnovers, one, we didn't get any turnovers or takeaways from our defense, and two, there was a level of like we were trying to press. And this team can't press. Patrick Mahomes can't press with some of those throws. We have to be smarter with the ball because we're not at a point where we can overcome the deficiencies of the defense right now. We've had to do that in the past. The AFC Championship loss season 2018, we had to take up for the defense a lot, and we did it. 2019, not so much. But we still got it done. 2020, not much at all. We still got it done. Now this is a different defense. They are presenting themselves in a different way, and teams are approaching the Chiefs in a way that's different. They are rolling the dice. They are not going to sit back and punt the ball and let our offense get into a flow. They are taking some chances, and we haven't been able to step up to that.
Dan Sorensen certainly been kind of the lightning rod for change. If somebody wants a change, like, oh, get Dan Sorensen out of there. I don't know if that's the magic potion or not, but personnel wise, are there some spots that they could use some tweaking?
Well, we had a bright spot. We had Willie Gay Jr. on the field for some solid defensive snaps, and I saw glimpses of what we thought we would get from him based on his training camp and preseason. Speed on the field. Nick Bolton, he's been exposed at times as a rookie, mainly in the passing game. And you guys have heard me say this, and even though we had two Super Bowl runs and a Super Bowl championship, when you guys have heard me talk about the defense, it's mainly been about the linebacker position. And I think that's where some of our deficiencies are. And what the problem we have is that Daniel Sorensen is a more physical defensive back than Juan Thornhill, than Armani Watts, and therefore they utilize him at closer to the line of scrimmage as kind of a hybrid linebacker. Now, that's worked in the past, and it's just not working now. And I think if we had a healthy Willie Gay Jr., if we had a healthy Frank Clark and Chris Jones, there could be an opportunity where you would just see Sorensen in package defenses as opposed to a mainstay in defense. He was on the field as much or more than everybody else on the defense. And I don't know if he brings that, if that's what he brings to the table that's going to help the defense and him be successful. Playing man-to-man coverage on a tight end, bump and run at the line of scrimmage, quite honestly, that's his best chance. He's got to be closest, he's got to be as close to the receiver as possible up front and try to be physical with him. Because if he gives up any space, like he did late in the game with Stephon Diggs, who ran right past him, that's going to be a cause for huge issues for this defense. So there's some limitations there that I think, unfortunately, because our other linebackers aren't really stepping up and being playmakers, they're being tacklers. Nick Bolton can go into the game leading the team in tackles or being atop the team in tackles. But like, you have to look at that stat and say, okay, well, where are those tackles being made? It's not so much about having the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's about where those tackles are being made. Sorensen was leading the team in tackles coming to the game. Well, do we remember a significant tackle that he made this season?
No.
At or near the line of scrimmage? No. So that's where I'm not big on the stats. It's about guys being playmakers, and I think our linebackers are not where they need to be.
Yeah, and I can't disagree, but how much of that do you then look at the defensive line not doing their job to not allowing the linebackers to be playmakers? Because that's what I look at right now. Like, this defensive line is just bad, and they're not doing anything to give their linebackers a chance. How does that area get better, Damon?
Yeah, you know what, and that's tough to quantify, Bob, because here's the deal. A really good defensive lineman might not have the stats. Like, he might not have Jaron Reed. There could be, if you dissect the film, he could be just taking on multiple linemen and leaving the linebackers free to shoot gaps, take some chances, like we saw with Derek Johnson throughout his career, hitting running backs and ball carries at or in the backfield at the line of scrimmage. And we don't see that. Now, I do think that in situations where you have Derek Nnadi and Jaron Reed, two big body guys, Colin Saunders being another one, just take up a couple of guys so that's one less guy that gets to the second level and blocks Hitchens and Ben Neiman and those guys. But what I'm seeing is guys at the linebacker position, they're flowing and they're giving up field as they flow sideways towards the ball carrier. So picture this. I line up pre-snap at 4 yards off the line of scrimmage, 3.5 yards off the line of scrimmage. By the time I get near the ball carrier, I'm 6 yards off the line of scrimmage. Now, part of that could be that the defensive linemen are not getting penetration and holding up the offensive line from getting downfield. But part of that also could be slightly indecision on when those linebackers are recognizing run and getting downhill to the ball carrier as opposed to just scraping sideways. I think it's a combination of all, but I think the most glaring part also is the lack of pass rush, which you guys were talking about before I came on. But it all starts with the guys in the trenches. Those seven guys have to be in sync. Has to be, you know, like water polo almost, where they're all in sync together doing their job. And big plays happen when one guy is trying to do somebody else's job. You're seeing linebackers trying to do defensive end jobs. Defensive end trying to do tackle jobs. And then you open up a huge gap where you get gashed.
Synchronized swimming would be what you meant, not water polo. But I'm not a very strong swimmer. Dane and Hughes, Chiefs color analyst, joining us here. CEH, I guess best case scenario would be a few weeks rather than a season type of injury. But we saw some progression in the run game. How does this impact that, and how do they fill the gap?
You know what? I think it's next man up. We've seen that in Andy Reid's career, not just here with Kansas City. When you go to Deuce Staley and Brian Westbrook, and when Shady McCoy came on, it was always about a 1-2 punch. When he came to Kansas City, it was always when you guys were talking about it earlier. Jamaal Charles goes down, you got Spencer Ware and Charcandrick West that come in. You have Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and you know, before that you have Williams, and the Williams, both Williams coming up and making plays at the running back position. It's truly about the next man up.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like Darrell Williams' running style with this offense. I think he's more violent as a runner. He may not be as shifty as Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but he's more violent as a runner. And if you're trying to take some pressure off of Patrick Mahomes, having a violent runner like Darrell Williams could bode well for us. And then having a complement like Jerick McKinnon, who can be a receiver out of the backfield and can create some mismatches against opposing linebackers.
Danan, good luck with Barber on Thursday night.
Be listening at 6 o'clock. I hope you give him some static again.
He also took a strike in Survivor, so you can start there.
Oh,
if you'd
that's
like.
Right. You need to start there. Give him static over that.
Defending champion.
Barbershop got knocked out?
Yeah, he got a strike.
No, he's still taking a loss.
You know, he's hanging on by a thread right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fill my arsenal. I'll be ready for him on
Good.
Thursday.
Good.
Thanks,
I can't wait.
Danan. Chiefs color analyst Danan Hughes joins us each and every Tuesday at 8:30, but also Players Only Show with Danan, Sean Barber, and company Thursdays at
Great
6.
Show. Great
here
show.
On 610 Sports Radio. They needle each other well.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.